Hey guys, we are back here on Hoops Hype, and today I'm just going to be doing a little opening night predictions. As you can see, the preseason has started, and the opening night games are... The opening night games... I know it's going to be 76ers-Celtics, but, I just saw that play. I'm just going to give you a little flash to football. That one game winner, if you were watching the Titans-Eagles game, sorry if you're an Eagles fan, but there was an insane game winner headline for ESPN. I'm just going to go look up the... other game. I know it's going to be Sixers-Celtics, but I'm just going to check the schedule, and it is going to be, I'm taking so long. It is going to be OKC Golden State. So just for a little opening night predictions, I'm going to talk over the first game. 76ers-Celtics, about like 7 o'clock, I think. And I think the other game is going to be at like 9:30. But the opening night prediction. So I think the player who is going to score the most points in the whole game will be Joel Embiid. I think he's going to have something around 23 or 24. I think Simmons will have a triple-double. And I think Jaylen Brown will have like 16 points. I think the most for the Celtics will be like 21 from Kyrie Irving. I'm not going to predict any other stats. But I think it's going to be Simmons is going to have like 18 points, 12 rebounds, and like 10 assists. So, but just to give you a little news flash, I think that the team that will win this game will probably be the Celtics. I think if it's in Philadelphia, I'm not positive, but I think it's probably in Boston, and it's tough to win in Boston, especially since Gordon Hayward's back and Kyrie Irving's back. And the Celtics took their team to the conference finals to a game seven. With their team for the Eastern Conference Finals without Gordon Hayward or Kyrie Irving. So imagine what they can do with both of them. Now, I think it might be a challenge with Kawhi Leonard, who's had experience winning championships. I think that'll be a lot tougher than DeMar DeRozan, who's just trying to learn what it's like to win a championship. But I think he could take them to semifinals this year. It's like the last 2 years he's taken his team to the semifinals. But this time he'll be able to do it with a different score instead of an all-around player like Kyle Lowry. But I think the Celtics will win by like 20 because it's just going to be kind of a blowout when I think they're going to be scores all across the board. I think Hayward will have 18 points. I think Jaylen Brown will have 16, like I said earlier. I think Jason Tatum will have like 14, some stuff like that. And that's probably what's going to lead. I think Embiid is going to have a great game, and Simmons is going to have a great game, and I think that'll be about it. And they'll have like a 14-point performance from Covington, and I think everyone else is going to be like around 10, 12, 5, 6, stuff like that. Every other star player. So that's my predictions for the first game. Now I'm going to go to the second. The second game, I think that the Warriors will win it, but I think Russell Westbrook's going to have like 32 points, 12 rebounds and 14 assists, something like that. And I think Paul George will have off game, I think I'll have like 14 points and be like 2 for 9 on threes. But I do think that Russell Westbrook's going to have a great game, but he can't do it himself. I think Steven Adams will have 12 points, something like that. Then everyone else is just going to be, like I said, for the 76ers, just low scoring. And I think the Warriors will be spread out. I think Durant will get a good 28. I think Curry could get 26. And I think Cousins will get like 23. And then we can have Thompson get like 14 or 15 or maybe even 16. I think he's going to have an off game like Paul George. And then Draymond Green, I think, will have like 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists, something like that. So it's going to be interesting, but I do think that the Warriors will win it just because they're 5 stars and 4 of them are scorers. So if Kevin Durant is to win, you know, the MVP this year, which Isaiah, and I forget what his name is, but I think it might be triple-double. Yes, Grant Hill. Isaiah and Grant Hill were doing predictions. Either it was Grant Hill or it looks very much like Grant Hill. Both thought KD was going to be the MVP and score the highest amount in the season. Because I think Isaiah thought he was going to go off for like 72, which is probably not going to happen unless the Warriors score like 150 points that game. But I think in Grant Hill, the Grant Hill looking guy, he said he'll score like 60 points, maybe 61 or 62 and 63. But that's about the amount he said he was going to score. I think the highest score of the season will be James Harden again. I think he'll go off for 60 points again. Maybe Kevin Durant or LeBron. Those two are possible. Maybe even Steph Curry. But Kevin Durant's never been a player who goes off for big nights. He's only hit 54, same for Curry. But if Curry really goes off, the other team needs to go off too if he's going to do this, because Steve Kerr just rests him. Klay Thompson, think of it. He could have scored 80 points that one night. He said he wanted 80, but the coach sat him on the bench, so he had to settle for 60. And he let Devin Booker slip away with with like 70 points. And Devin Booker, he had that great performance. But, yeah, I think I'm getting a little off topic. I do think the Warriors will win, and I think Kevin Durant's going to have a great season, around 27 or 28 points. Boogie will have, like, 25 points per game, 26 points per game, and I think Curry will have, like, 26 points. And then Klay Thompson will be 218 and stuff, something like that. And I think Draymond will get like 10 or 11. But that's about it for this podcast. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.